So thank you all again for joining. This is going to be an opportunities in law webinar, so kind of highlighting opportunities in various world regions where the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program has identified law as a preferred discipline or specialization. And I will start with kind of giving an overview of the entire Fulbright program, because there's a lot to kind of cover and familiarize yourself with regarding the program in general. So my name is Alexa Rowland, and I am the Outreach and Recruitment Analyst, Lead for East Asia and Pacific Region at the IIE office in New York City, our headquarters. So again, thank you so much for joining, and we will go dive right in. So to give a feel of the larger Fulbright program mission, we think it's helpful to kind of understand the history of the program itself. So in 1945, after World War II, Senator J. William Fulbright of Arkansas introduced a bill to use surplus war property in order to fund an increase in mutual understanding between people of the U.S. and people of other countries. President Truman then signed the bill into law in 1946, and Congress created the Fulbright program. The primary source of funding for the Fulbright program is an annual appropriation by the U.S. Congress to the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs, also known as ECA. And then my organization, IIE, administers the program on behalf of ECA here in the U.S. And then because this is a binational program funded with countries and governments abroad, Fulbright commissions and U.S. embassies abroad administer the program overseas. So while you're on your Fulbright grant, should you be selected to receive one, then they will be your points of contact once in country. Okay, and you know, we actually did just get a quick question come in right now regarding the slides for this PowerPoint presentation and a recording. So I do just want to say that this presentation will be recorded and posted online along with the slides, and they are hyperlinked, so it can be helpful to kind of use that afterwards to visit the awards specific in the catalog. So thank you. Thank you for that reminder. And I do just want to say also, once I go through this kind of overview, we will have a chance to answer questions that you may have, but feel free to kind of write them in as we go along. That's totally fine as well. So to give you a feel about Fulbright in numbers here, this is a chance to show who Fulbrighters are, right? So we've awarded over 380,000 Fulbrights since the program's inception in 1946. And, you know, these scholars have gone on to make up a number of different types of scholars, including Nobel laureates, Pulitzer Prize recipients, as well as MacArthur Fellows. So this is, again, to kind of give you a feel of the company you'll keep as a Fulbrighter. So the core awards are composed of teaching, research, and or teaching and research activities for 3 to 12 months. And so there's a large range, and it will come about throughout this presentation how country specificity as well as award specificity is pretty key. So the catalog of awards will really be the best place to get information regarding a specific country that you're interested in. So some countries do offer all discipline awards, whereas others are seeking specific disciplines or specializations. Overall, we like to say that there is a Fulbright available for everyone, because even awards that are open for all disciplines, they don't often list a preferred discipline, and they are genuinely seeking applications and projects and proposals from any and all disciplines. So really, we don't want you to feel deterred if you don't see your discipline listed there. And you'll just really want to make sure that once you've identified an award in the catalog, that the award fits the specific parameters for your proposed project, as well as your personal profile and professional profile. So the application deadline for this current competition cycle is Wednesday, August 1st. And so that is a hard stop there. So you want to really make sure that you're getting your application components in at least a day or two before we recommend, just to kind of give a window of time in case there's any kind of technical glitch or your Wi-Fi cutouts, what have you. Do keep that in mind. And then for most awards, but not all, you will be affiliating with a host institution in country. And so they will act as your home base and will provide the resources you need in order to feasibly conduct the research project or the teaching project, which you're proposing to do once in country. I will mention here that not all awards require an affiliation. And in fact, actually some request no affiliation at all. So don't be deterred. Also, if you don't have contacts abroad already, and if you still don't, but it's required, then we'll talk a little bit later about some tips for developing these contacts abroad. So here you'll see the overall program eligibility requirements. Ultimately, you must be a U.S. citizen at the time of application. The other requirements are award specific, and so some awards are open to professionals outside of academia. And within the catalog, you can update the search feature so that you're filtering and seeing only specifically those awards that you're eligible to apply to, if that is the case. At the same time, some awards are open to those who currently have their PhD or other terminal degree. And I want you all to know, as this is a law webinar, a JD counts as, you know, another terminal degree. So you would be eligible for those awards as well. Additionally, we do have awards available to postdoctoral candidates as well. And regarding teaching experience, each award often lists under the additional qualifications section, how many years of teaching they are seeking applicants to have, and sometimes they'll even include the type of teaching that they count towards, you know, if it says teaching for 3 years or university level teaching or TAing, what is it? So they'll explicitly state in the award, and if they don't, then you can assume that your teaching abilities are up to par. So as with all award requirements, however, don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have any questions. So if you're unsure of your eligibility, feel free to send us a copy of your CV to any of the program staff person who is listed within that award so that we can ensure you're not putting together an application that you're not qualified for. And lastly, if you're a Fulbright Scholar alum, you are eligible to apply again, and this you're eligible to apply once it has been 2 years past your grant period end date. So that's something to keep in mind as well. So Fulbright is constantly changing to be more approachable for applicants, and because of this, some awards now offer a flex option. And so flex is designed for scholars who require multiple visits to the host country over short segments. And applicants must indicate plans for flex in their project statement, including a project timeline kind of showing when you're going to be in country and when you'll be here in the U.S. And flex grantees, as with others, but because you are going and proposing short segmented times, you're especially encouraged to have that connection with the local community to really speak to the larger Fulbright mission of a mutual understanding, right, between people, and this is an international exchange kind of ideas and experiences and expertise program, so keeping in mind that larger mission. And so flex is not available in every country, only specific ones, and as well as some regional awards. So you can also filter for flex if you know that you need a flex grant or that's really what you're interested in. Within that catalog of awards, you can filter it on the side. And I will go through a bit of navigating the catalog later on. We also offer some multi-country awards, including regional research programs in Sub-Saharan Africa, Middle East and North Africa, South and Central Asia, as well as the ASEAN region in Southeast Asia. And then there are specific awards that are designed to take place in multiple countries, such as the Cross-Strait Studies Award, which is for China and Taiwan, the Fulbright Carlos Rico Award for North American Studies, which allows you to conduct research in Canada and Mexico, as well as the Fulbright Schumann European Union Affairs and Austrian-Hungarian Research Awards as well. And we also offer the Global Scholar Award. And so this one is where if you have a project that that requires your kind of presence and your in-country experience in two separate world regions, then the Global Scholar Award is what you will want to apply to. So this involves work that is typically in two to three different countries, but it must be across two separate world regions. And topics also for the Global Scholar Award must benefit from a global perspective, right? So you'll really want to make the case for why you need to be in as many countries as you are stating. All right, so what does an application consist of? We will collect basic biographical information within the application form. And then there's the project statement, which is the main component of your application, in that this is your proposal, where you'll outline what you hope to do while on this grant opportunity. And I'll also go into a bit more detail about the project statement on the next slide. You will upload a CV or resume, which again, you'll want to tailor to your award, as it should be no more than 6 pages, or if you're applying to a Distinguished Chair Award, then it can be 8 pages. So we know you're cutting your CV down potentially quite a bit here, and you'll really want to tailor it to the award in specific that you're applying to. Then you'll register 3 references who will submit letters of reference on your behalf. And if you're applying for a teaching or a teaching and research combination grant activity, then we recommend that one of your reference letters address your teaching and come from someone who can speak to your teaching abilities, right? This will give a feel for reviewers about your level of skill in teaching. And then depending on the type of grant activity or award, you might be asked to submit a syllabi, select bibliography, language proficiency report, a letter of invitation, or supplemental materials if you're applying in a creative arts discipline. So as I mentioned, the project statement is really the bulk of your application, and this is your opportunity to lay out your proposed project specifics in as much detail as possible. So you'll really want to address questions that reviewers may have, such as why Fulbright, and why this country or institution or organization that you're affiliating with in particular. So focus on what you plan to do, the specific courses you plan to teach, or the methods and goals of your research, how you'll get the end results that you're seeking through this opportunity. Additionally, you'll want to address outcomes from the grant. So what potential impact will this have on your host and your home institution, as well as you, both personally and professionally? And then we ask that you try to convey how adaptable you are, right? So we reviewers want to see once they get your application, how well will you deal with challenging situations? You are going abroad and potentially to a country that you've never been before. Will you still excel in that kind of environment? So as I mentioned, awards vary in letter of invitation requirements. For some, it is needed and required in order to apply. For others, it's preferred or strongly preferred. Many awards will list the types of affiliations which are appropriate, and some awards actually include contact information for specific institutions in country to reach out to directly in order to obtain this letter. If it's not listed, and you are free to identify any host institution, then there are several routes you can kind of go. Some applicants begin by reaching out to the head of a relevant department, but we also encourage applicants to contact specific professors or researchers whose perhaps work you've noted in your own research with interests similar to your own. So then when reaching out to foreign universities for the first time, we generally suggest that scholars send a copy of their CV and a brief description of the grant activities that you're hoping to pursue. If your contacts agree that there's a match, then you may request a letter of invitation to include with your application. And regarding the letter of invitation, there is not a set template for these letters, but we do recommend that the host outline the activities for which you're invited, the period of time for which you're invited, and a description of their interest in your project and how it will benefit their institution. The letter should be addressed to you, and it should come from the person with appropriate authority to provide you with an invitation. So this may be a dean or a department chair at your identified host institution. In addition to reviewing the various university websites and conducting your research that route, you may also find it helpful to survey the work of past Fulbrighters. So we do offer a Fulbright Scholar directory online. And this page allows you to search for program alumni by grant year, host country, host institution, as well as discipline. So it can be a good, it can give you a good feel for institutions which are familiar with Fulbright and have hosted scholars in the past. All right, so there are often two approaches to the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program. It may be the case that you already know the country in which you're interested in teaching or conducting research in, or it may be that you're open to any country and world region, in which case you want to identify awards seeking your discipline and expertise. So there are currently over 80 awards available, which lists law as a preferred discipline. Additionally, as I mentioned earlier, if there is an all-disciplines award open in a specific country that doesn't list your discipline as preferred, you are still, of course, welcome to apply, and that's not to say it wouldn't still make for a competitive application. So I just want to note that here. And then over the coming slides, we will highlight various awards offered across world regions to kind of give you a sense of the opportunities available. But of course, we're not going to detail all of them, as this would not be very exciting for you all to listen to. So the awards catalog is not an a la carte menu, and each country does have its own offerings. So I strongly encourage you to read the award descriptions carefully as you proceed and work to identify an appropriate award. As I mentioned, I will kind of navigate to the catalog of awards and show you some good filtering practices. All right, so starting with Sub-Saharan Africa, the Fulbright program to Sub-Saharan Africa is one that offers immense opportunity to have a very deep and lasting impact with communities there. For grantees to Africa, the hope is that they would not only teach or conduct research, but also work with their counterparts to shape programs or advise or otherwise develop meaningful ties with faculty and students. The potential to make a lasting impact is enormous and often the most rewarding part of the experience for grantees. There's a huge need for teaching in the region, so many of the awards available involve teaching. They also provide generous support for dependents throughout the region. Sub-Saharan Africa offers 8 awards in which law is listed as a preferred discipline. So starting with the award to Burkina Faso, each teach undergraduate and graduate courses in business administration, law, or medical sciences at Université Saint-Thomé d'Aquin, USTA, for 9 months at the start of September or October 2019. A letter of invitation is preferred for this award, and contact information is provided within the award requirements tab. For this award, fluency or advanced proficiency in French is required. So for the All Disciplines Award to Ethiopia, while it is open to all disciplines, law is actually listed as a field of interest to Addis Ababa University, Haramaya University, Hawassa University, and Jimma University. So propose to teach and conduct research for 10 months at any of the participating universities listed. And all teaching will be in English for this award. And scholars with a PhD or their terminal degree and at least 5 years of college or university teaching experience are preferred. In addition to teaching and conducting research, scholars will have the opportunity to engage in university outreach and assist with strengthening PhD programs at the host institution as well. So for the Environmental Studies and Sciences Award to Mozambique, law is one of the 8 disciplines that is accepted for this award. This is a combined teaching and research award in which you can prepare young Mozambicans with skills and knowledge to work in the growing energy sector and reduce adverse environmental impacts as the country rapidly develops. Projects involving industrial law or international contract law are particularly sought, and Portuguese language fluency is required for the teaching portion of the grant. So the All Disciplines Award to Sierra Leone offers an opportunity for a 6 to 10 month grant to teach undergraduate and graduate courses in a wide range of disciplines, including humanities, social sciences, natural and physical sciences, as well as law and business and communications. Supervise student theses and collaborate with faculty on research and program development. Conduct research in your area of specialization. And scholars with a terminal degree and two or more years of university teaching experience are preferred. As well, prior experience in developing countries is strongly preferred for this award, too, as scholars must be prepared to live and work in a developing country with minimal infrastructure. So that's just something to note when you're working through these opportunities. So the Fulbright program to the East Asia and Pacific region spans a tremendous area of the world, from the physical geography of the region to history and culture. There are opportunities for teaching and research at world-renowned institutions, as well as in remote places where you could be the first or only Fulbrighter at your host institution. In addition to the stipends provided, grantees in the East Asia and Pacific region will have the opportunity to apply to the Fulbright Regional Travel Program once in-country during the grant period. These funds would support short-term, about 3 to 14 days travel to other countries in the East Asia and Pacific region for activities such as lectures, workshops, graduate or faculty seminars, master classes or recitals, curricular advising, or panel presentations. So this is really a great opportunity to connect with other researchers within this world region. And for scholars who choose to go to the EAP region, they often walk away from the experience with long-lasting connections, an expanded network, and new perspectives on their lives, both personally and professionally. So there are over 15 awards in the law disciplines for this region. The first one off the bat is in Australia. So Flinders University and Carnegie Mellon University, Australia, are partnering in presenting this Distinguished Chair in Applied Public Policy Award. While at Carnegie Mellon University, Australia, the selected Distinguished Chair will host guest lectures and teach a mini course in addition to their research. So this increased opportunity for impact and cross-cultural collaboration presents a unique opportunity to candidates. This award is open to a variety of disciplines, and particularly applications must focus on a significant current applied public policy issue at an international and or national policy level. Contact information is provided at each university, and the award is open to professionals outside of academia. Only one letter of invitation from either Flinders University or Carnegie Mellon University, Australia, is required. For the all disciplines to Cambodia, you have the opportunity to teach undergraduate and graduate courses in your area of specialization or conduct research 50% of the time while teaching during the other 50% of your time while in Cambodia for 4 to 10 months at an institution of higher education. Within the award requirements tab, you will find a list of contacts at various universities in country who can provide more information about their institutions as well as discuss your proposed project. All teaching will be in English, and applicants should have at least 2 years of teaching experience at U.S. universities. Prior work experience in Cambodia or other developing countries is desirable as well. So the Peace Studies Teaching Award to South Korea seeks an associate professor to teach graduate level courses at the Graduate Institute of Peace Studies at Kyunghee University, focusing on the causes of armed conflict, how to develop ways to prevent and resolve war, and how to build peaceful and just systems in societies. All teaching will be in English, and a letter of invitation should not be sought for this award. Okay, great. And then the ASEAN Research Program. I mentioned it a little bit before as one of the multi-country opportunities. And so to give you some more information, this program is for individuals who seek to establish a focus on U.S.-ASEAN relations in their work or to undertake research on a comparative project that has implications for ASEAN or the U.S.-ASEAN relationship. So through this award, you have the opportunity to propose conducting research in 2 or 3 ASEAN countries, and your project statement must include justification for each country to be visited. A terminal degree is not required for this award, and it's open to academics as well as professionals. Okay, Europe and Eurasia is the largest regional program within the Fulbright Scholar Program, with unique awards spanning from Iceland to Azerbaijan. A Fulbright grant in Europe and Eurasia will enable you to contribute to the rapidly changing landscape of higher education and gain a deeper understanding of societies and cultures within the host countries. For Europe and Eurasia, there are over 40 awards which identify law as a preferred discipline. The award to Austria is a four-month flexible combination of teaching and research grant activities that entail at least two courses and may include advising or supervising advanced students. Joint research with the host department is welcomed as well and appreciated in the case of a two-class load. Open to all levels of scholars, including early career, and expertise is especially sought in international law, comparative law, and EU law, law and economics, legal philosophy, and gender and diversity. Excuse me. The award to Hungary is a 4 to 5 month research grant opportunity to Hungarian Academy of Sciences, Institute for Legal Studies, Center for Social Sciences in Budapest, the largest and most prestigious research institution in the field of law in Hungary. The scholar is expected to take part in the activities of the Institute of Legal Studies and to participate in common research activities. So during his or her stay at the Institute, the scholar is also expected to participate in conferences and workshops organized by the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, Institute for Legal Studies. And this award is open to all levels of scholars, including early career scholars. For the award to Macedonia, there are two grants available for this teaching or teaching research opportunity. Preferred specializations include rule of law and judiciary reform, or any area under rule of law, business, media and journalism, and civil society. Applicants will find contact information for potential host university affiliations throughout the country, which are definitely helpful resources when working to obtain that letter of invitation, as well as when writing to write your project statement, because the contacts can give on-the-ground insight to the needs and priorities of the host institutions. So the Fulbright Award in Law to Portugal is an opportunity for the scholar to teach the course Seminars in Theory and Philosophy of Law to the PhD program in Legal Sciences at the University of Minho for 3 months. An average of 15 students are enrolled in this course every year, and topics taught range from human rights foundations, law and literature, gender equality, and multiculturalism. Furthermore, the candidate will also have the opportunity to engage in the research activities of the Research Center for Justice and Governance, also known as JustGov, a unit dedicated to advance research and scholarship in law by pursuing an innovative research program and by delivering high-quality training for both master and doctoral students. All activity will be in English, and this award is open to all levels of scholars except early career. So the International Law Award to Spain is for 4 months to teach undergraduate level courses in international law, graduate level law courses, as well as the scholar will be invited to present his or her research in seminars and to attend research seminars led by law school professors. It's expected that the lecturer will have opportunities for research collaboration with law school faculty as well. Only applications in international law, international commerce, and European Union law will be accepted for this award, and all teaching will be in English. The Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program to the Middle East and North Africa region offers unique opportunities for scholars to immerse themselves in one of the most dynamic cultural and social landscapes in the world. In addition to the 5 awards listed here, with a preference for law, there are 14 all-disciplines awards to this region in which you could also apply. So the all-disciplines award to Kuwait gives the opportunity to teach or lecture specific courses, conduct research in your area of specialization, advise faculty on curriculum development and program design, as well as advising students on research. The U.S. Post in Kuwait will also provide opportunities for the awardee to take part in the internal speaker program, where they can talk about higher education and benefits of studying in the U.S. The All Disciplines Award to Oman offers the opportunity to teach undergraduate or graduate courses or carry out a combination of teaching and research for 5 to 10 months. Applications are particularly sought in law involving intellectual property rights. A letter of invitation is strongly preferred for this award, and interested applicants are encouraged to establish contact with potential host institutions as early as possible. Faculty and or administrators in Oman may be difficult to reach during the summer months, so if you are interested, we recommend reaching out soon. For the award to the Palestinian territories, you have the opportunity to teach courses, conduct research, or do a combination of both. And specific courses can be determined through consultation between the scholar and the host institution. So finding out what their needs are is important for this award in particular. Teaching applicants should describe proposed courses in their application, and research projects must include a detailed plan of research or collaboration with local colleagues, including resources to be employed. The All Disciplines to Qatar offers the opportunity to teach undergraduate courses and participate in student advising, faculty training, and curriculum development in any discipline at Qatar University for 5 or 10 months. So law projects are particularly sought for this award. An additional proficiency in Arabic is preferred and recommended for teaching in certain disciplines. A letter of invitation is strongly preferred, and the award offers 2 points of contact at the university in order to discuss your project and obtain that required letter. So South and Central Asia is a dynamic, rich, and diverse region, balancing a respect for traditions with increasing engagement in an interconnected world. This region ranges from the vast steppes and rugged mountains of Central Asia to the deserts and tropics of South Asia. For the South and Central Asia region, there are 6 awards in which law is preferred. So for the India Awards, come teach and research in the world's largest democracy and South Asia's biggest economy. There are several grants available to teach and conduct research in India, where English is the language of higher education and research. A terminal degree is not required, and a letter of invitation from a host institution is optional, but it would help if you could identify a potential host in India at the time of your application. Grants are 4 to 9 months in length, and the flex option is available for this award. For more senior scholars with significant teaching and research experience, the Fulbright Nehru Distinguished Chair Award may be a better fit. It is also open to all disciplines. And scholars may teach or do a combination of teaching and research for 4 months with the Distinguished Chair Award. The focus of this award is assisting and advising on curriculum development and advising senior students. So the Kazakhstan Award is a wonderful opportunity to make an impact in Kazakhstan, a country that is eager to host American scholars and professionals. For the teaching and research option, the ratio of these activities should be about 50-50. And though a letter of invitation from a host institution is optional for this award, the award details do include information and assistance on developing contacts in country. The All Disciplines Award to Maldives gives you the opportunity to teach undergraduate courses, conduct research, or carry out both for 6 months at Maldivian National University. Teaching applications are especially sought in the field of law, and all teaching will be in English. And while a terminal degree and 5 years of teaching experience is preferred for this award, it is not required. The Multiple Disciplines Award to Turkmenistan allows you to teach undergraduate courses in your area of expertise. There will also be opportunities for several guest lectures at other universities within the region. So because of local regulations, obtaining class schedules and curricula before the grant starts is not always possible. While the Public Affairs section of the U.S. Embassy will make every effort to obtain this information from the university, it is more likely that the teaching assignment will be arranged after your arrival in country. So because of this, scholars are asked to have flexibility when it comes to the academic environment in Turkmenistan and to be ready and willing to hit the ground running once you arrive. A letter of invitation should not be sought for this award, as you will be placed by the post in country. And lastly, the U.S. is linked to the countries of the Western Hemisphere by physical proximity, shared values, and vast cultural, commercial, and demographic ties. There are 9 awards available in the Western Hemisphere, which are currently seeking projects within the law discipline. So the Brazil Fulbright Distinguished Chair in International Relations Award is a 4-month grant that offers the opportunity to be hosted at the Institute of International Relations at the University of Sao Paulo. No candidate is expected to apply no earlier than 10 years after having obtained his or her terminal degree. So because IRI currently aims at establishing itself within the area of North American studies, preference will be given to candidates with ample knowledge of U.S. economics, history, law, politics, and society, as well as international relations. The Research Chairs in Policy, Law, and Governance to Canada is a 4-month grant for you to conduct research or a combination of teaching and research at one of 4 Canadian universities. Preferred specializations include global political economy, sustainable development, human rights, and many more. No letter of invitation is required for this award. And further, applicants for this award identify host institutions in order of preference within the project statement and on the application form. So candidates may be considered for other Fulbright Canada award opportunities as appropriate. Most award themes are interdisciplinary, so do check other Fulbright Canada Research Chair awards for additional opportunities. The Social Sciences, Humanities, and Education Award to Chile allows you to deliver lectures, seminars, or workshops to students and professors, and assist in curriculum development in any area. Collaborative research and publication with Chilean colleagues is also encouraged. Applicants should propose a work ratio between teaching and research, as you kind of develop it with your host institution. And final arrangements will be negotiated by the grantee and the host institution. The U.S. Studies Chair to Mexico will teach up to 3 undergraduate and/or graduate courses in English in order to generate new knowledge about U.S. history, politics, and other topics, as well as build binational collaborations between U.S. and Mexican scholars, and mentor Mexican students as well. So this is a placed program, so candidates should not seek a letter of invitation, as the Commission Comexis in country will work with selected candidates to find the best fit. There are 4 universities in particular which are seeking U.S. Studies Chair, so do check out the award details for more information. Applicants should rank host institutions in order of preference within their project statement in order to help with the placement should you be selected. So as with all of the awards we've highlighted today, you'll want to thoroughly look over the details in the catalog in order to ensure your eligibility requirements for the specific award. If you have questions at any time, again, please feel free to reach out to the appropriate program staff listed within that award. And so I've been referring to resources on the website throughout this presentation, and I strongly encourage you to visit our website and view these valuable resources. As I mentioned in the overview, the peer review committee views applications against the review criteria, which is actually available online. So you'll want to make sure that your application addresses these checklist type items that the reviewers are looking for. Additionally, I'd recommend looking at the specific project statement guidance and broader application guidelines that we have posted online. And if you haven't already, do sign up for My Fulbright, in which you can register your interests and receive relevant information about awards within your region of interest or discipline of interest, as well as webinar invitations for any future webinars we will be holding. So how will your application be competitive? We recommend that you keep, of course, the larger Fulbright mission of promoting mutual understanding in mind. This overarching goal definitely is not lost on reviewers, as well as on posts and commissions abroad when they are selecting finalists. So why are you interested in conducting this project in the proposed country, host country that you've identified? What will this do for you and for your home institution? as well as your host institution, right? This is a mutual exchange program. So what expertise and skills can you offer, and where is this exchange of knowledge and experience partaking within your project? Additionally, as I mentioned earlier, you'll really want to articulate your flexibility and adaptability, traits that really do make for a great U.S. cultural ambassador. You will be going as a Fulbrighter representing the U.S. in country, and so this is definitely a point that reviewers will be looking for within your application components. And then almost as important as what you are going to do once you are in country are the long-lasting outcomes and impacts that this project will have for your professional development, your home campus, future collaborators and relationships, as well as perhaps internationalizing your campus and curriculum upon your return. So as I mentioned, the deadline is August 1st for this current competition cycle. And then once applications have been received after that August 1st deadline, IIE staff conducts a technical review process to ensure that all required components of the application are there and accounted for, and then it moves on to a two-step review process in the U.S. So the first is a discipline peer review committee, which reviews applications and makes comments from a discipline-specific perspective, and then it moves on to the regional peer review committee for consideration. So regional peer review committees are made up of people who have in-country experience and who look through the applications against the review criteria located on our website. So once the peer review and recommendations are made, then those applications, which are recommended, go overseas to our colleagues abroad for selection. And that is pretty much the first point of communication that you will get from IIE after that technical review process. So what I will note here is that grantees are notified regarding final notifications on a rolling basis. So everyone does not find out at the same time. It's usually done by country, so it's possible that your colleague who applied to Japan was notified in March, yet it's May and you still don't know about your France application. So just rest assured, and this is where your patience and adaptability already are coming into play as these notifications are finalized and released. So we do appreciate your patience kind of during this time period. And we do recognize that it is a lengthy timeline, so do know it's not lost on us. It just involves each country has their own kind of set review timeline and process, so it just depends on how that all shakes out. And so lastly, I mentioned my Fulbright earlier, which is a great resource to register your interest and stay in the know. And also, there are regional program staff, so do feel free to reach out to whoever is listed in the award you're interested in. And if you have general questions about the program or the application process, you can contact us at scholars@iie.org. And lastly, if you're interested in Fulbright, but maybe this current competition cycle isn't going to work for you time-wise, please do refer your colleagues using the link here so that we can follow up with them as appropriate. And so thank you all so much for writing in questions during this time. I'm going to just take a quick look at the questions we've received thus far. So just bear with me for one moment. Okay, so we received a question about awards to Argentina. So let me go ahead and kind of show you, I think this is a good time to navigate to the catalog of awards and share how you can really deep dive into the awards and the opportunities available. So Argentina, you'll go to awards.cies.org, and that will bring you to this lovely homepage. And then you can navigate either by, if you know a world region you're interested in, or a specific country. You can go ahead and select that option here. So we can select Argentina. And then if you want to further filter for a specific discipline, go ahead and go into law. You can search all awards. And so this is an opportunity to Argentina in which they've identified law as a preferred discipline. And so you'll see that information listed within these award details. And so it's a Social Sciences and Humanities Award. And then over to the right here, you'll see the type of activity that is appropriate for this award. So it can either be a purely teaching-only grant activity or a combination teaching and research activity. And then you'll also find some more qualifying information over here. You'll see the locations. So for this award in particular, any accredited institution of higher education in Argentina is appropriate to propose, as well as you'll see grant length, grant dates, and any specializations that they are particularly looking for. And as I mentioned, not every award is going to have a list of preferred disciplines or specializations. And so it might be the case that it is just purely open to all disciplines, and at which point you are more than welcome to apply and propose any project. Some other useful tabs are going to be the award requirements. And this is where you'll get that letter of invitation requirement description along with language proficiency. Additionally, posts and commissions can add some information in the additional comments and helpful links section that I definitely encourage you all to take a look at. You'll see here for Argentina, they've provided lists of appropriate public and private universities and countries, so that can be a great starting point as you work to identify an appropriate host institution. And then you'll see estimates for award benefits and a country and area overview here. And so I do just want to take a moment to show you how there's an extensive filter section over here. So while on the homepage you could choose a country and a discipline, you can go steps further by selecting if you know you only want a teaching opportunity. You can search that route. And you can also search by grant length. If you know you need the flex option, this will input or output any awards that do offer that. And then as perhaps some of you are professionals and not necessarily academics, you can select this little toggle to say that you are searching only for awards in which appropriately qualified professionals outside of academia are eligible to apply. So it's pretty extensive, and I do encourage you all to kind of play around with it and see find the right fit for the award that makes sense. Okay. And so feel free to continue writing in your questions, and just bear with me a moment while I work through what is here. Okay, so we received a question about a past award description. I am not entirely sure what you're referring to. This is going to be the current award description where you will find it here. But if you are referring to perhaps a project statement sample, we do offer that on our website as well. So if you go to CIES.org and then navigate to US Scholars, to the core award opportunity here, and then here are some of the resources that I was referring to. So the review criteria is a great place to look. This is where you will see depending on the type of grant activity you are proposing. These are going to be the questions that reviewers will be really looking at your project and your application against. So it's very useful to keep that in mind as you kind of craft that project statement. And then the application guidelines is a really useful online resource in which you can expand based on, again, the type of grant activity. And you'll see all of the components that are necessary. So for research awards, select bibliography is necessary, and it can give you some guidance and background on what we're looking for there. But for the project statement, you can go ahead and click into sample project statements. And it won't be a full project statement, but we kind of parse it out by sections. So you can see opening statements, how people spoke about their teaching style and how it will be adapted to accommodate the country they're applying to, and so on. So this can be helpful to kind of get a feel for what has been submitted in the past. Okay, and thank you for that further clarification. So finding examples of past projects in a particular country, yes, that'll be, well, let me point you actually to, we have this handy dandy highlight page that is for various disciplines, but you can go into the highlights section, go into discipline highlights, and you'll find the law highlights. And so you can look at this route. You'll see various projects that were submitted in the past and that took place in the law discipline. Additionally, I wanted to just show you, if you go back to that, actually back to the main homepage, so CIES.org, once you're on this page, you can go check out that Fulbright Scholar Directory. And this is where I was recommending, if you're having kind of trouble identifying a potential host institution or developing those contacts abroad, this can be a really useful tool. And it can also be useful when you're trying to get a feel for what projects have been done in previous countries or in countries in previous years. So you can select U.S. Scholar here, and then you can select any discipline. We'll go ahead and stay on market with the law discipline here. And then you can search. You can also filter for, if you expand the advanced filters, filter for a specific country if you were interested in one, or a world area. And then it'll output all of the past scholar grant recipients, and it'll include their host institutions. So that can be a great tool to see what institutions are familiar with Fulbright and are kind of used to getting requests from scholars about the application and the letter of invitation. And then you can also go ahead and click into the name of the alum, and then you'll see their project title listed right within here, along with other grant information, when they went, what type of activity it was, and so on and so forth. Also, while we don't have their current contact information posted here, oftentimes it's pretty easy to kind of look up this person, especially since we have their home institution listed as well, and you can always reach out to them if you have a specific question or want to get a feel for what their Fulbright experience was like. Okay, so I'm not seeing any more questions come in, but do feel free to continue writing them in if you have any. And one other thing I wanted to point out is that we do have, if you are located on a home institution here in the U.S. and you are a teacher perhaps or in the academic field, we do have a Fulbright Scholar Liaison network. And so these are representatives at your home campus, hopefully, who are familiar with the program and can be a great on-campus resource as you kind of navigate the application process and if you have any questions about where past Fulbrighters at your home institution have gone to. So you can search for to see if your institution is represented by a scholar liaison here. And you can search by state and institution. So this can just be a helpful tool. Once you click in, you'll see the name of the liaison on your campus. All right, so I'm not seeing any other questions coming in, so I think I am going to go ahead and end this webinar. Thank you guys again so much for joining me today. And as I mentioned, this webinar will be recorded and it will be posted on our website within about 5 business days. So you can find it at the same place where you went to register. If you have any questions throughout the process, again, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're here to help. So I hope you all enjoy your day. Take care.